Well, let's continue our celebration of Tasmanian artists now. Adam Austin is costume, a persona, a musician, an art product, project and funded by Dark Lab, the Mona subsidiary that also funds the Dark Mona Mofo Festival. Adam, thanks so much for coming onto the show.
Thanks for having me.
Adam, I could describe what you're wearing, but I would like it so much more if you could. Can you please describe your own costume?
Well, I'm pink head to toe, various shades of pink, from a pink hat, jacket, gloves, shiny suit, and go-go boots.
Very, very shiny, bright pink go-go boots. And show me your hands, Adam. And Adam also has pink kid leather gloves on.
They're my driving gloves.
They're your driving gloves. Of course they are.
Yeah.
Thank you. Adam, or shall I call you costume now that you are in costume?
Well, you can call me Adam.
Okay, I'll call you Adam. That. Okay. So, Adam, what is it about a costume that appeals to you?
Well, it allows you to be somebody different, but perhaps something that's still yourself, or perhaps even more yourself. Yeah. And I don't think that there's just one other self either. You can be a whole range of different selves in any given day.
How did this come about? Because you come from a place which is perhaps not people dressed like you wouldn't be flooding through the streets. You come from Ipswich in Queensland.
That's true. That's true.
So how did your philosophy about clothing and art develop?
Well, I've been around fashion a lot. My parents are involved in fashion, so I've been exposed to it from there. And growing up on a farm in Ipswich, it was quite great because I got to explore these other selves, because you have to use your imagination when you're not so much inside the city. So I did a lot of that, but also, you know, cultivating these other kinds of personalities didn't quite sit so well in the middle of Ipswich when I did venture into town. So I came to Tasmania.
And you've been here ever since? That was quite a long time ago, 20 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, about 20 years. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. Now, Adam, you've just released an album. Costume's just released an album. But it's just as much a visual project as a musical one. Can you describe what's happening with the album?
Yeah. So, obviously, it's an audio artifact, as any album is. But I wanted it to be just as much, have a just as important visual component as a way of exploring these other selves, but also as a way of kind of, you know, having a fun element to it and trying to create a space where people can leave the gravity of every day at the door and come in, whether it's just putting on the record or coming to a show. Yeah.
Now, Adam, you're going to play something for us in a moment, but I just got one more question. I was reading about you, and in another interview, you said that you listened to Thriller by Michael Jackson until literally the cassette tape broke. So what are you listening to now till the MP3 wears out?
Oh, God. Is it really horrible to just say my own stuff?
No, because that's a great answer. I love it.
Because I've just been in that world for the last 18 months.
Fantastic. I love that answer. Let's hear your stuff now. What are you going to play for us?
We're going to play a song called Running Boy.
All right. And with the violinist Natalia Bing. Natalia, can you just pluck a little string for us? All good to go? Okay. Running Boy with Adam Austin. Orchestra. We'll be right back. Costume performing there, Adam Austin and Natalia Bing on violin. Thank you both so much. And you have just heard their world premiere. Thank you again. Thank you. Wonderful.